This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
What's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day as always, and welcome back to The Qualified, where the ultimate goal is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Y'all, we have yet again another incredible, impactful, amazing episode for you today. Super excited to get into it. And before we get into that, first of all, how the heck are you, man? I hope you had an amazing and very Merry Christmas and got to spend it with your loved ones, and that it was just a great day overall. So there is that. Y'all, if you're new to the podcast, first of all, thank you so very much for listening. If you're not new, you're already part of the family, welcome back either way. Really appreciate your time. And I'm grateful that you give time to us, man. Seriously, it means a lot. I don't just say that as something to say. It really means a lot that whenever I go and look at the plays on every episode, it means a lot knowing that you gave your time to listen to me speak. So seriously, or listen to a guest speak or whatever have you. I really appreciate it and I'm grateful for it. So y'all, the reason this podcast is called The Qualified though is because I believe that we are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that we've been given, right? However, there's a massive difference between having potential and actually going out there and doing something with it, right? That's when this show, we discuss topics, ideas, and strategies, things I've done in my life, as well as things of inspiring guests that they've done in theirs that have helped to make a change. And my hope is that something that I shared ultimately encourages, you know, inspires, and ultimately empowers you to start living the qualified life, ultimately the life that you're qualified to live. Because I can promise you, it's going to be impossible for you to feel great about yourself when you're not performing at a level that you know you're capable of performing at. You know, I know that'd be true in my life, and I'm confident you know that'd be true in your life as well. So my hope is that whenever you hear something that challenges you and it uplifts you and it just makes you think a little differently, that you use it, right? Don't just listen to it and be like, oh yeah, it's a good idea or good quote or whatever have you. Nah, we don't become the people we were put on this earth to be just by happenstance, guys. We don't become the men and women that God created us to be by, you know, just, well, whenever we get there, whenever this year comes or whenever that time comes, whenever I get to this point or that point. No, it comes through intentional action, right? You got to be purposeful with it. There's no such reality as something for nothing. So put in the work to make that difference into your reality. Because remember, you're qualified for more, so never settle for less. So y'all, that being said as well, whenever you do get value out of this episode or any other episode you listen to, I got to tell you this. We don't run ads on the show. So one thing I do ask is that whenever you get value out of this episode or any other episode you listen to, share it out. All right. That's the only thing that I add. It's a value added proposition. If I do a great job, then share it out. If you think the show sucks, then don't share it out. All right. So kind of, you know, fair enough. And leave us a 5-star review too if you enjoyed it and got value out of it. Leave a 5-star review, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts as well. So before we get into this, I'm going to open up with a quick word of prayer and then we will go from there. Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to speak with this amazing person on the other side of my voice. And Father, I just pray that this conversation will be a blessing to them and that ultimately it would impact them to chase their potential and live a life that does make a positive impact. I pray Exodus 4:12 over me as well, that you give me the right words to say and ultimately words that would mean, that would, you know, that would bring meaning and change into their life. In your name I pray, amen. All right, y'all. So we're taking a quick departure from the You and Me Relationship series just today. I'm pretty sure tomorrow, by the latest, it'll be Thursday. I'm actually going out of town on Thursday. So by the latest, it'll be Thursday that I'm releasing the next episode of the Qualified of the You and Me Relationship series. Hope you've been enjoying it, by the way. But this coming Thursday, the 30th, I believe, will be when the next episode of that comes out. And basically what we're looking at through that episode are qualities to avoid, basically talking about red flags in relationships. All right. So that'll be the next one. And like I said, hope you've been enjoying the series, man. I definitely have. It's been an absolute blessing. But the thing today, the topic of today is, guys, was something that I thought of just recently. Over the 19th of this month, my best friend, Craig, and his wife, Sandy, had the opportunity of celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary, which is absolutely incredible. And these people, if you listen to the podcast for any period of time, you've heard me talk about Craig before, and he has played such a tremendous role in my life. And I don't say this like hyperbolically whatsoever. I seriously do not know where my life would be if it weren't for him, if it weren't for God putting this man into my life. And ultimately, you know, Sandy is very responsible for that, because long story short, basically he almost fired me whenever we initially met, you know, gosh, 11, 12 years ago. And so it's just funny now because, I just tell Sandy, I'm like, hey, whenever I'm able to, whenever I have the means to and such, I'm not going to buy you a car or like buy you a vacation or something like that. Because, she's the one that told Craig after, whenever he initially hired me to do his yard, and, he almost fired me because my mouth was so bad. I was so sarcastic, like everything was a joke. And she told him, she's like, well, have you confronted him about his mouth yet? And he said, well, no. He said, well, maybe you should. And so anyways, that basically, ended up, being the catalyst for the beginning of our friendship. And so he kicked my butt verbally, if you will, not in a hateful, unloving way, but fully expect me not to come back, and I did. And now he and I are best friends, and he's the amount of wisdom this man has poured into my life has been absolutely invaluable. So anyway, so that being said, when their 40th wedding anniversary came about, I wanted to take them out and do something special for their special day. And so we went out, we live in the Fort Worth area. So we went out to Texas Day Brazil over in downtown Fort Worth. And I just treated them to a nice meal, and we had an absolute blast. But one of the things that they said during that time that Sandy kept saying, like while we're on the way there and while we're on the way back as well, and during the dinner too, I should say, was, I can't believe we've been married 40 years already. I can't believe it's been 40 years. I can't believe it's been 40 years, right? And it just made me think about something. And it also, another thing made me think as well, whenever Craig made the statement to me, as we were eating, and like I mentioned before, there's this amazing woman I'm beginning to know recently, and so much great potential with her. And she's been an absolute blessing in my life, regardless of the outcome with her. I'm confident it's going to lead to something bigger, something better. But either way, I just want the will of God on that. If it's not God's will, then definitely don't want it. If it is God's will, then let me have it, right? I'm definitely looking forward to that. But one of the things that he said though was, you'll be celebrating your 40th before too long. And after that, Sandy said, well, if we are even alive at that point, right? Which made me think of something. I mean, those two things that she had already said was just something that made me think. The 40 years she and Craig have been married went by so dang fast, right? It made me think, did you notice that? And then whenever she made the statement that, if we're even alive, whenever you celebrate your 40th wedding anniversary, right? Whenever I get married, right? And find that special someone and whatnot. Whenever I, Proverbs 18:22, he finds a wife, finds a good thing, right? And she was like, if we're even alive to around then and such, because I mean, they're in their 60s right now. And I mean, they would be, be over 100 years old at that point, right? So, and I was just thinking about that. I'm like, wow, did you notice that? Like, did you notice the fact that their time is going to come to an end? Did you notice that the time has already passed for them with their marriage, right? And then I started thinking of other things. I'm like, wow, did you notice it's already been 4 years since you started, at the time, Kona Qualified Apparel, and you changed the name in 2018. It's already been over 4 years. Did you notice that? Did you notice that it's already been, since I graduated high school, it's been what, 12 years since I graduated high school, right? Wait, is that right? Yeah, 12 years since I graduated high school. Did you notice that? I just kept on asking different questions. Like, did you notice that it's already been 3 years since you launched the Qualified Podcast? Did you notice that it's already been 2 years since your life dramatically changed when you had your last slip up and you were just in a low point, hit rock bottom, and God just completely just changed your life from that moment forward? Did you notice that? Did you notice that it's been 4 years since you've made that mistake? Did you notice it's been, I just started thinking about different things, right? And just going down the line and whatnot. And then I started thinking about other people. I started thinking about, wow, did you notice it's been, like a group of men that I look up to and am very inspired by, Dude Perfect, right? It's been what, 12 years since they launched their brand. And now look at all the incredible things that they're doing. Did you notice that? Did you notice how quickly that time went? It seems like just yesterday, I met a couple of the guys before down at A&M a while back, and that doesn't seem like that long ago. Did you notice that? And the point that I'm getting at, you guys, time passes very quickly. And I don't just say that because, you know, we're at the end of the year here and whatnot. I don't just want this to be another like cliche, you know, end of the year podcast, you know, talking about, well, hey, life's going to pass by and whatnot. Well, that's the truth, right? It's definitely axiomatic and it's definitely, you know, a principle in life. Life does pass by and time does fly, you know, go by fast. But did you notice how quickly, at least on, for me, at least, I'm curious to see what you think as well. But did you notice how quickly 2021 passed by? My gosh, dude, like I look back on like these banners that I have at a Qualified Apparel HQ that are on the wall. And I look back at those. And I'm like, wow, at this moment we were at, you know, that time we were at like just over like 70,000 meals or whatever it was. And now we're over, you know, now we're well over 200,000 meals provided. And it's just, I'm like, wow, that passed by so fast. Did you notice that? And the point of this show, this episode, it's probably not going to be a long episode. The point of it is, you guys, I want you to get to a place where you start living more intentionally. I mentioned the advent of that amazing woman in my life that I've been getting to talk to, like I said, very auspiciously, that it just so happens I'm in a relationship series as I'm growing a relationship myself. It's kind of ironic, but great opportunity though at the same time, but because I get to talk about it in real time, right? But one of the things that she recently has inspired me with that I've actually finished, but it was basically the vision for the Qualified brand and the vision for my life in general. And one of the things that she really has encouraged me to do is write it down. And I finally made a point of actually doing that. I've talked about it for a long time, but I never really actually wrote it down. And there's a lot of power in writing things down and such and putting them on paper. And now going back on a daily basis and reviewing said dreams, reviewing said goals, and reviewing the vision for the brand and the vision for my life, my relationships, my business, my family, all that kind of jazz, right? And whenever I started thinking about that and writing it down, it just made me just excited, number one, but it also just made me realize, I'm like, wow. That's, I made a point of writing down the date that I was writing it down, the time that I started writing it down and such, because I know, you guys, as far out as that seems to be right now, whenever it comes to, you know, the fact of like, you know, doing all the things that I want to do, being married, having children, doing all these things that I want to do and accomplish and ultimately live a life worth remembering, knowing the world was made better because I was here. While that might seem like so far out at the moment, guess what? I'm 30 right now. Dude, it's going to seem like a blink of an eye that I'll wake up and I'm 50. And then I'll wake up and I'm 60 or I'm 70 or I'm 80 or whatever have you. I'll wake up and I am saying my adieus to my beautiful wife. I'll wake up and I am, you know, we are in the operating room, delivery room, I should say, and having our first beautiful child, right? That it will be. Man, it will be not too long until I lose my dad, or until I lose my mom, or I lose my best friend and Craig, or lose his wife, or lose other people that are close to me, right? And this is not to be morbid. This is not to be a downer episode. It's just to remind you of the question. Of the question that really doesn't need it's kind of a rhetorical question, but it's, did you notice that? Because you guys, the quality of our life is going to be predicated on our quality of decisions that we make on a daily basis. The level of intention, the level of purposefulness that we choose to live with our daily lives. Recently because I almost lost my mom in 2019 and I've had more perspective on life as a whole just recently. I feel like she's definitely done a great job of helping me with that. But in regards to like the bigger picture, I am a lot more intentional with how I do like the little things and how I steward the relationships I have now, because I know that the time is going to pass by very fast. I mean, I look at this beautiful picture of my little niece right now, and she's already 4 years old. And it seems like just yesterday, I was getting the text that, hey, Courtney's in delivery and Aubrey's coming. You got to get to the hospital and such. And I was holding this little, you know, squirrely looking kid, this beautiful little girl in my hands and whatnot. And it was just incredible. But it's like, you know, that's why when I think about the bigger picture like that, and I think about the fact that my dad is in his 70s, right? My mom is in her upper 60s. And so is, you know, Craig and Sandy are in their 60s now. And I got to realize my time with them is limited. You know, I mean, hopefully they live to be in their hundreds. Hopefully so. But if not, then am I making the most of the time that I have with them right now? That's why I bring that up to say that's why I'm a lot more apt to do bigger things with them. Like, you know, like for Christmas this past, right? And I was fortunately in a position where I was able to afford to buy gifts that I normally would not justify buying. But because I knew it's important to them and it's something that they've wanted, I made a point of doing that, right? Just like this, like taking out Craig and Sandy to dinner, because it's like, I want them to know that they're appreciated in my life. I want them to know that they're valued, because I know there's going to be a day whenever the time passes by and they will no longer be in my life. Then I'll look back and ask the question, did you notice that? And whenever I look back and ask that question, you guys, I want to make sure that I look back and ask that question with like, yeah, I did notice that. You know why? Because I was purposeful with that time. I made a point of living with intention. I made a point of living with purpose. I made a point of taking advantage of the opportunity that I had in front of me. You know, I didn't just squander it. I didn't just be like, you know, going through the motions and whatever have you. There's actually a great, what is it? It's Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, if I'm not mistaken. And it says, where are we at here? ¿Dónde está? Yeah, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. It says, therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people. This is verse 16. Making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. Y'all, this is basically just an episode to encourage you and to implore you, start living with some intention. Start living with some purpose. Don't just think that, well, you know, I'll eventually, you know, rekindle that relationship with my mom. I'll eventually rekindle that relationship with my dad. I'll eventually, you know, make time for my marriage. I'll eventually make time for my kids. I'll eventually, you know, pursue that person that I've always wanted to pursue. I'll eventually start that business. I'll eventually lose the weight. I'll eventually, whatever, fill in the blank for you. Y'all, eventually sometimes never happens, because you know why? Life happens a lot of times. And if we don't purposefully make the decisive actions on a consistent basis to work to become the man or woman that we want to become, then how do we ever expect to actually walk into that next chapter if we're not consistently doing the work now, right? If we're not consistently taking advantage of the opportunity that we have now. Proverbs 14:23 says, in all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads to poverty. Y'all, I would argue to say that's not just poverty in regards to financial terms. That's poverty in regards to quality of life. That's poverty in regards to your health. That's poverty in regards to relationships. That's poverty in regards to whatever, fill in the blank, right? We can talk about it, but until you start being about it, guess what? To what avail will your life be? You know, there's a great example I love that I consistently think about, and I was reminded from a conversation with my buddy Ron. His episode's going to be coming out next week. But one of the things that I loved about that is that I was able to we got to talking about it. This is a great example. David Goggins brings up this example, but I really love the example that Ed Milet talks about as well. So I'm gonna share this and kind of wrap up this episode, because the way Ed puts it is this way. He says the dream end of a life would be to somehow, you know, for me, I'm a man of faith. I'm a Christian. My relationship is with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the dream end of a life for me would be to get to heaven, right? And just, you know, once I get there, I'm like, wow, this place is, you know, I love the lyric from was it Mercy Me as I Can Only Imagine, where he says, will I dance in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? You know, and I just think about that, it just makes me emotional most times as well. But whenever I get there, the way that Ed describes it is this. He's like, you know, so you get to heaven and God, you know, takes you over. He goes, hey, man, you know, welcome here, blah, 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 or however it is, right? And he brings you over. He goes, hey, I have someone I want you to meet. And he brings you over this incredible, awesome, good-looking, charismatic, whatever, all these incredible qualities of this person. He's like, hey, listen, this is the man, and for me, like, for instance, this is the man that I created you to be. And I look at him, and when I look at him, here's my reaction. Bro, what's up, man? And, you know, I give him a big, you know, give him a big hug, like bro hug, right? You got to do the right hand to the right hand, smack, smack, and then you let go, and you give him a big hug, right? You know, all my fellas, you know what I'm talking about. Or girls, you just like, oh my gosh, you know, you girls are the most hilarious whenever it comes to how y'all greet each other, because y'all's energy level just spikes, and you're, it's just amazing. It's literally the same every time. Like, oh my gosh, how are you? You know, all the, you know how you are, but we all have our differences that make us awesome. Right. So anyways, but I see him, right. And I just do like, bro, what's up? My man is giving a big high five and big hug. And like, how you been, bro? I just saw you like, you know, 2 minutes ago before I died. Right. And the reason I respond that way, right? Ladies, the reason you respond that way to someone that you know, to someone like that, is why? Because you know them very well, right? The reason I responded to this guy, or the reason you responded to this woman, is because you are them. You became them. In other words, you're looking at a reflection of yourself. And that's the best way to die, you guys. That's the best way to have lived a life that is complete, that is fulfilling, that was purposeful, that was contributing, right? For me, a life worth remembering, knowing the world was made better because I was here. That's the qualified life. And the worst way to die would be to somehow meet that person and have no idea who they are. Basically, it's like, hey, God's like, hey, I have someone I want you to meet. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And like, my name is Ryan. What's yours? And I have no idea who they are. Never met him before. Why? Because I never became that man. Or ladies, you never became that woman, right? And I want you to literally, if you have time right now, if you're driving, just don't do that. But like, if you have time, I would actually encourage you to pause this tape. Jeez. Oh man, pause this podcast, right? And close your eyes and visualize that. Visualize getting to heaven. If you're not a person of faith, that's fine. Visualize meeting the person that you were put on this earth to be. What are they like? Are they like who you are now? Or are they someone bigger and better than that? In other words, are they more accomplished? Are they kinder? Are they more like God? Are they walking in a way that exudes holiness? Are they walking in a way that exudes righteousness? Are they walking in a way that is different from other people, but different in a good way, right? Are they successful? Are they someone who exhibits confidence? Are they someone that ultimately you see and you're like, wow, I would love to be that guy. Wow, I would love to be that woman. I seriously want you to do that and like take a moment and like just close your eyes and just think about that, visualize that. And then I also want you to take a moment after you do that and think about your life today. Might not be where you want to be just yet, right? And I love the quote by Joyce Meyer, you know, I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be, right? But I want you to take inventory of your life today. Are the actions that you're taking getting you closer to becoming that man, closer to becoming that woman, or are they not? This is not to be, you know, judgmental or accusatory or condemning. No, I seriously just want you to ask yourself the question, because I can definitely ask myself the question that right now, and the answer to that, unfortunately, is a no. There's plenty of areas that I've been convicted about recently that I'm like, all right, we need to get better in. I'm doing great in other areas, but like I can be better. And that's the point, right? But ask yourself that question. Are you doing things regularly to become that version that we just described? And whatever that version is for you, right? Maybe it's someone who's more fit than they are now, or more loving than they are now, who's whatever they are, whatever it is, right? Name your thing. But ultimately, the person you're looking back is the person, the man or woman that you have the potential of becoming, right? We're not talking about an unattainable thing here. We're talking about someone that you have the potential of becoming. So I want you to see them, and I want you to think about that. And then I want you to think about, are the actions you're taking today getting you closer to becoming that man, closer to becoming that woman, or further away? I just want you to think about that, because as we go into the next year, you guys, guess what? 2023 is going to be here before we know it. 2024 is going to be here before we know it. 2034, 2050 is going to be here before we know it. And you will be maybe a little bit further along, maybe, but maybe not. But you will be in whatever place that you decide you're going to be. And it's all dependent on the actions you choose to take or not take today. Because I promise you, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to think, wow, did you notice that? But I want you to say that. I really want you to say that in a positive way, right? I want you to look back and be like, wow, while you're living the qualified life, while you're doing the things that you've not only talked about, but now you're being about, you're making the difference you want to be. You're being the mom, you're being the dad, you're being the leader, you're being the influencer, you're being the whatever it is, right? You're doing the thing that you're put on this earth to do. And you're able to look back, ask yourself that question and be like, wow, did you notice that? And it's said in a way that inspires happiness. Why? Because happiness ultimately is growth, you guys. And growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to be better. But you look back on your life and you say, wow, maybe you're having that conversation with your wife, or maybe you're having that conversation with your husband, or whatever. But either way, you're looking back, or maybe you're single or whatever, you know, and maybe you don't have any desire to get married. That's perfectly fine as well. Whatever your stage of life that you're at, but you're able to look back and be like, wow, did you notice that? And nothing but joy comes to your heart. Nothing but happiness comes all over your face. Nothing but peace. Nothing but just thinking of all the incredible things that you were able to accomplish, either by yourself or either for the kingdom, right? Or either for the kingdom of God and doing great things for him, and the things you're able to do with your team, or things you're able to do with your wife or your husband or your kids or your family, whatever it is, with your business, whatever that thing may be. But you're able to look back on it and be like, wow, did you notice that? And just be like so dang excited, because you're like, I did it right, you know? And what I want you to avidly avoid, y'all, as we go into this new year, is getting to the end of next year, thinking back on 2022 and thinking, wow, you notice that? Look at all the growth that I experienced. Look at all the growth that we did. Look at all the things we were able to accomplish. Look at all the things, look at all the lives that were changed. Look at all the difference that was created. Look at all the happiness that was inspired through this year. Look at what God did. Look at the growth. I want you to be able to look back on this coming year and ultimately as your life as a whole, and be able to ask yourself that question as you think back on all the things that you've gone through, and just be like, wow, did you notice that? And the first thing that comes to mind is, thank you, Lord. Or if you're not someone of faith, is, wow, we did it right, right? What I want you to avidly avoid is getting to the end of next year or several years from now or wherever it is and getting to a place where you ask yourself that question and you're asking it like, oh my gosh, did you notice that? Where did the time go? What did I do? What was I doing? And just be filled with regret, being filled with, I don't want you to be filled with this, but being filled with shame and being filled with disappointment and being filled with, by the way, shame isn't from God. The shame is from enemy, by the way. So just be aware of that. But just being filled with so much regret. And maybe at that moment also anger, because it's like, what the heck did we do over this time? And so going into this next year, you guys, I seriously encourage you, and I will continue making this point going forward. This is not just a one time, you know, let's make a message for this. This is something out of my mind that I just wanted to share. But I want you to regularly live with the intention and asking yourself that question on a consistent basis. Did you notice that? Because I hope that asking that question inspires you and reminds you that time is going to pass very, very quickly. There's a great country song that's by Kenny Chesney. It says, "Don't blink," right? Well, it's like, just like that. You're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. And, you know, it just goes down the line. But I can't stress it enough how true that is as well. Just like we talked about in the beginning, how Sandy said to Craig, you know, hey, gosh, I can't believe and she was saying it in joy, right? It wasn't like in just disbelief, like, gosh, I can't believe I put up with your crazy butt for that long. it was said with joy and it was said with glee. But the thing is, you guys, life is just like that. It's very much just like that. Oh my gosh, that one verse that says, you know, life is but a vapor, right? We're here one day, gone the next. So I want you to live with intention. I want you to live with purpose. And maybe you don't know what your purpose is right now while you're on this earth yet, right? Maybe you don't know, exactly what you're put on this earth to do. But you know what? If you're in a position where you're unhappy with your life right now, guess what? That's a great place to be in, because until you admit something's wrong, just like, you know, Frank talked about, you know, several episodes ago, until you admit something's wrong, until you get angry and irritated and frustrated with where you're at currently, nothing's going to change for you. So that's a great place to be. So don't stay there, obviously. But at the same time, just realize that nothing changes nothing changes if nothing changes, right? And you got to realize as well that you're not going to get it all right overnight. just dispel that thought right now. You probably are going to suck at first, right? You probably are going to fail miserably at first. You're probably not going to get it right first, right? It's not going to be sexy at first, but you know what? That's okay, because here's the thing. There's a great quote that I love from James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh, and it says, "Men are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves, and they therefore remain bound." But here's the thing. I want you to be the kind of person that gets in there and works to avidly improve their circumstances, because there's a great quote that I love as well, and we'll wrap it up with this. And it's called The Man in the Arena, which, by the way, I'm going to say this too, because I know a majority of the qualified listener audience are women. So thank you so very much, ladies, for listening. I really appreciate it. But it's also, it's not just meant for men, but this is also meant for both genders there. All right. So it's for men and women both. It's called The Man in the Arena. It's by Theodore Roosevelt. It says, "It is not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. Now, the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And as I was sharing that, it reminded me of one of my favorite quotes by Napoleon Hill, and it's talking about make the attempt. And it says, if you never make the attempt, you may never know the depths of despair, but neither will you experience the exhilaration of success. So I just want to encourage you, whatever's been holding you back from taking that step, from doing the things that you know are required of you to live the qualified life, to chase your potential, right? I want to encourage you to take that first step. It doesn't have to be sexy. It doesn't have to be something extravagant. You're like, well, Ryan, if I start my vlog, well, it's not going to be as good as these other people who I watch and whatnot. Who cares? Who cares? You think they started off as a pro, bro? No, they didn't. They started off as an amateur just like you. Guess what? Their original content sucked just like yours is going to suck. But you know what? The more you do it, the more you're going to get better. Bro, I look back on old videos. Oh, man. I look back on old videos of me talking and such. And like, I just cringed at it, bro. Because I'm like, you are so cringy right now. But the point was, it was a start. And that's the main thing. Qualified Apparel, bro. As much as I'm proud of the product that we have now, and I'm excited for the quality that we have now, and even better that we're going to get going forward. Guess what? It sucked at first. And that's okay. Listen, it doesn't have to be a huge win right at the gate. You can learn and you can grow. And guess what? You're going to learn and you're going to grow. You're going to fail. It's not going to be sexy. But listen, all those little steps add up to incredible things, provided you don't quit, provided you don't stop. Because listen, y'all, most people don't even give themselves the opportunity to get into the game either. Most people don't even make the attempt. Most people will never step in the arena. Most people will just sit in the stands their entire life. Most people will just come up with excuse after excuse after excuse as to why their life isn't working out, when in reality, they never actually made the attempt, or they made it once, it didn't work out, and then they quit. You know, Proverbs 24:16 says, the righteous fall 7 times and rise again. And you don't have to be a Christian to align with that. How many times are you willing to continue getting up, dusting yourself up, and moving forward to live the life that you want to live? Because again, I can promise you, you're going to get to a point someday where you're going to ask that question. And I want you, I beg of you to get to a place where you can answer it and be elated with the feeling that is associated with asking that question. Did you notice that? I don't want you to ask that question and be filled with immediately just flooded with a barrage of negative thoughts that are just talking about this and talking about that and whatever have you. You know, I want it to be something that's positive and that's uplifting. And it's like, man, yeah, we did this right. You know, praise God, we did this right. So anyways, yeah, this is a great question to ask you guys. And I just wanted to, had that thought, wanted to share it. And I know it's for at least, I know it's for someone out there who needed to hear it as well. And definitely didn't want it to be like cliche, you know, end of the year episode, but it just so happened to be that I was doing something the other day, and I wrote down on my in my Bible 125, episode 125, and the title being "Did You Notice That?" So I wanted to definitely share this, and yeah, to kind of take a break from the you and me series, relationship series, for a brief second, share this, and then go from there. But y'all, seriously, just live with intention, bro. It's not going to get be an overnight success, but man, it's much better to live with that intention than to wonder, what if? You know, I've heard it's been said the pain of discipline weighs ounces while the pain of regret weighs tons. Which one do you want? You know, I want you to be able to get to the end of your life and have the rocking chair test and be rocking, you know, you're old as crap, and you're sitting there with, you know, either by yourself or with your wife or with your best friend or whatever have you, and or your husband, whichever. And you're sitting there doing your rocking chair test and whatnot, and then all of a sudden you're thinking about, wow, I'm so grateful I did this. I'm so grateful I did that. And you're thinking about all these things rather than getting to that spot and be like, there's so many things I missed out on that I never did. You know, and ultimately I want you to get to the end of your life and meet the man, meet the woman that God created you to be, and be best friends with him. Because that's the qualified life. That's being empowered to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. That's that saying. That's the mission of our brand personified. And that's what I want for you. So That is that. Yo, I trust you enjoyed this message, and I hope that you are elated for this coming year. For me, it's I'm confident it's going to be the year. I've had a word that I got a couple weeks ago, and it was the wow year. There's just so many things I know God's going to do through my company and through myself, and I'm just so elated for the future ahead, and it's I'm dang excited about it too. So anyways, y'all, that's the episode. I trust you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it out with at least one person and let them know you enjoyed it, and I will see y'all this coming Thursday. Until then, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Talk to you soon. See you guys. Hey, what's going on, Qualified Family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. You know, with the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You know, ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. You know, but it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. You know, a life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to Him. You know, so whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, you know, and you fell away, kind of fell away from your faith and did your own thing. I want to encourage you with this. And that is that Jesus still loves you and desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many times you've messed up. It doesn't matter how messed up your past is. It doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark. It doesn't matter how many times you thought you were going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I mean, I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I messed up. And here's the thing. God is the God of second chances, and not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work your son Jesus did by dying on the cross and raising again, forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made, and I got to tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified translation that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I got to tell you, you got to recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, you know, for Android and start reading it there, or, you know, definitely recommend either the Amplified translation or the New Living translation or even the New King James translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading and you're reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with Him. Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pearl's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one, there's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one, but the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. This, some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So, dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.